I thought pacing up and down in my bathroom here in Budapest, because this puja going on and other people in the room. Somehow or another, when I do these podcasts, I do better on my own. Otherwise, I get a little self-conscious about so many ears looking and responding to whatever it is that I'm saying. I've been, ever since the Shrimadev Chaturdasi festival, I've been having someone read Vyas Puja offerings to me at a certain time during Puja while I'm dressing the deities. And I just wanted to thank devotees for their kind words, which I can easily refer to as exaggeration, but I guess I should accept the fact that this is what Krishna is inspiring devotees to say and see, and therefore sort of accept that as my service in this capacity of being a spiritual master or a spiritual servant. It's humbling to hear these things. It gives a good reminder of what it is that we should really be and the qualities that we should aspire to develop. It's also interesting for me to see the different perspectives that devotees have. As with every individual, people always, based on their different type of relationship, have a very specific perspective of a person. Can anyone really say that they really know everything about even anyone, even an ordinary living entity? I doubt it. Even people, even the very people who are to be known, don't know themselves so well. But to speak of those people who are observers, those who are friends, beloved, children, according to their rasa, they have a sort of given approach, and then from the perspective of that rasa, they see more or less particular traits, particularly related to their own conditioning, related to what they also want to see. And that way everyone has part of a picture. So when I hear what devotees say, then I think, well, that's not me. Or I say, yes, that's part of me. And even when I disagree with what they say, then on contemplation I have to think, well, they probably are seeing a certain perspective that even I'm not necessarily tuned into. And if this type of difference of opinion as to what an individual is, where they're at, applies to very insignificant and conditioned souls like myself, what to speak of great personalities, or what to speak of Krishna, who really knows Krishna tattvataha, as he says, in truth. What we know should be tattva, what we know should be true. But the whole truth, like they say in the court of law, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, that's a tall order. No one can know that. And Lord Brahma, in his prayers, he speaks like that to Krishna. Brahma says, Jananta eva janantu kim bhaktvamayi prabhu. He says, well, some people may say that they know everything about Krishna. He said, well, as far as I'm concerned, I don't really want to say too much about this. Very interesting. Brahma says, I don't want to say anything. He says, as far as I'm concerned, everything about you is inconceivable. And this is a point that we also need to consider when discussing philosophical issues. And I don't want to get into the issues themselves, but there are philosophical issues, for example, the origin of the jiva. And sometimes it may be just more appropriate for devotees to say, well,
I just don't
understand. It's beyond my comprehension. And Brahma is willing to go on record in Srimad Bhagavatam as having said that. So then why not us lesser beings? Anyway, I'm continuing on with those offerings. I'm getting near to halfway through the book. And once again, many thanks for devotees. Particularly, I really appreciate that devotees got their offerings in for the book, so that it's actually in the book itself. And I don't have to lug around 200 letters in addition to the Vyas Puja book, but more or less everything's in there, and that makes reading easy for me. I was even thinking that, considering that devotees make one copy, they could easily just as make 4 or 5 copies, and that way each center could have one, and if devotees are interested in doing that, then they could read it. But anyway, we'll leave that for another year. I was up early this morning, and I've been going from 2:30 till 8:30 on more of the Leela stands, and things are coming together in a way that I think will be very nice and suitable. One of the things which occurred to me that in New Vrajadam we have about 30 homes at present, and in all of these homes, obviously, devotees have altars where they worship Radhisham, but we'll also install the most prominent temples of Vrindavan, as well as the samadhis of the major acharyas at each one place, so that every home will be some particular lilasthan and residence place of a great personality. Because Srila Prabhupada resided in Vrindavan, because it's the place of residence of most of our acharyas, and it's where sadhakas go in order to cultivate the relationship with Lord Krishna and Vrindavan. So our village in New Vrajadam is Vrindavan Forest, and all of the other places of pastimes, Govardhan, Hiranandagram, Varshana, and so on, are in other places of the dam. I only have a week, actually. A week from now, I'm going to be on a plane, and I hope to be able to finish this part of work, number one, because it wasn't really part of my schedule, but then I didn't really have such a fixed schedule anyway. But the other one is that I would really like to write, and I need to write all of this while it's fresh. But that writing is going to be left for when I'm in Toronto and America. Let's hope that it works out. This morning, Madhavananda Prabhu gave class. Madhavananda, disciple of Guru Govinda Maharaj. Unfortunately, I wasn't there, although I heard the news that he gave a fantastic class. He's a very learned, scholarly, humble Vaishnav. And he's staying here now in Hungary and traveling around to the centers, giving classes and seminars, particularly a seminar on respect. Anyway, I'll meet with him later, and today I'm just here for the day, doing my work in the morning, meeting with devotees and temple council in the afternoon. Last night had another preaching program with our already cultivated members. That's very nice, and it's giving me some vision for how our congregation evolves. This is about, there's about 15 people there, and they're the what we call our second rung of cultivation. They're not brand new people, but people who have been coming now for over a period of a year. And And I'd say that they're committed, all of them chant, to the best of my knowledge, they're all become vegetarians. And one of them approached me earlier saying that he wanted to give a Nitya Seva for Radha Shyam. So it's working. And of course it does work, because preaching works. The only time it doesn't work is when we don't do it. And I spoke to Govinda Maharaj yesterday. He was in Dubai. He just left Kazakhstan. He was there for 2 weeks. And despite everything that's going on, and despite the fact that they have to move off their property, devotees are very enthusiastic. They're looking for alternative sites, alternative places. But Maharaj had to leave. He's now gone to America for a fundraising drive. I'm not immediately up on how much devotees have pledged towards the relocation of the Kazakhstan devotees. I'll get briefed on that, but just a reminder for those of you who are sympathetic to those devotees' plights, then please let us know about the donations that you're going to make. Hungarian Yatra is giving $10,000. So if you'd like to assist, then please let us know. Also, I'm visiting the site more regularly than before, and requesting devotees to please help with the sale of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. Based on the sale of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, then we can go ahead and print this other book. Nava Raja Mahima, originally I thought to just print it in Hungarian, but devotees asked that it be made available to them in English, because they were also interested. And the more it's evolving, the more, although it's about a particular place, but I think it still has general appeal, and it will have very specific appeal to devotees who visit here regularly. And there are quite a few. I'd say there's probably 100 to 150 devotees who visit New Rajadham during festivals. They come from England, from as far away as Israel on a regular basis. And they'll certainly want to read the books, and I think other devotees will also. And those who do, it will really awaken their interest in New Rajadham and Radha Shyam. Hare Krishna.